This is the Wants to Fringe.
Hello, and welcome to the very first Wanted Fringe podcast. The Wanted Fringe is an annual celebration of culture, arts, food, cinema, comedy, theatre, and much more, which has been running in East London for 10 years. In this first episode of the podcast, we speak to Chair of the Wanted Fringe, Giles Wilson, about the hundreds of events taking place during the festival in September.
Giles, tell us about some of your highlights.
It's a bit hard to distinguish them in my mind at the moment because there's so much going on. We've got just over a week till the Fringe starts, and we're planning for, as you say, more than 100 different events. So we've got four plays going on. We've got 8 recitals and concerts from local musicians and some composers. We've got 11 book talks. We've got comedy talks. There's so much going on, it's really hard to pick out some favourites from it, but I will do my very best. The event I'm looking forward to most is the visit of the author Jonathan Coe. He's one of Britain's greatest living novelists, really. He's written a lot of books, and the theme of his work is really the changing nature of Britain since the war. And his stories intertwine with real events largely. And his new book, paperback now, so he's going to come and talk to us about that and about the changing nature of Britain. Another event which I'm really looking forward to is we're lucky enough in Wanstead to have Lucy Crowe, who is an internationally celebrated opera singer and concert singer. She's performing twice in this year's BBC Proms. She and her husband Joe Waters are again performing at St Mary's Church at Overton Drive, and this year they have curated a program of music. It's going to be range from classical to folk to experimental, all in the amazing venue of St Mary's, which is just so atmospheric. Those are two of my particular favourites that I'm looking forward to.
And you mentioned that there were some theatre productions taking place. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, we've always, right from the start of the Fringe in 2013, I was really keen that we should get some theatre as part of it. It was difficult because, of course, we haven't got a theatre in Wanstead. So, but with the help of Fiona Gordon of the Wanstead Theatre Company and some others, John Fentiman as well, we gradually grew the amount of theatre that we could. We put on two plays 1 year and three the next issue. We've got four plays going on. One of them is set at Eton Manor Rugby Club. It's set during the Rugby World Cup, which is lucky because it is going to be staged during this year's Rugby World Cup. And we've also got three plays running upstairs at The Bull, a fantastic venue for small, intimate productions. It's just really, really exciting to see how theatre in Wanstead is developing as a result of what we've done with The Fringe.
And what about films? What's the selection there?
So film, we usually, the kinema, people ask what the kinema is. So in case anybody doesn't know, Wanstead had its own cinema. Once upon a time, 100 years ago, there was a cinema in Wanstead where Marks and Spencer's is now. And it was called the Kinema, which was an alternative spelling of cinema in those days. Now, that shut in the 50s, I think. I mean, the building was there until a few years ago. It was a snooker hall most recently. But when we started The Fringe in 2013, we wanted to do some open air theatre. So we adopted the name Kinema, the Wanstead Kinema, and we used it for our open air setting. So it's always a fantastic family event, an atmospheric night under the trees here in the gardens at Christchurch again. And it's just an amazing night. It's so magical. And this year we're showing a fantastic film, the film of Matilda the Musical, which stars Emma Thompson. That's the musical written by Tim Minchin, which everybody who's seen loves. So I think that's going to be a great family night out.
And where can people find out more?
All the details of every event is on the Wanstead Fringe website. That is wanstedfringe.org. We're also going to be distributing printed programmes to every house in Wanstead, Snaresbrook. The details are also going to be in the Wanstead Village Directory, which is also going around this weekend, and also some details in the South Woodford Village Gazette.
The 10th Wanstead Fringe will have more than 100 events over 3 weeks between the 9th and the 30th of September. For more information and to book tickets, visit wanstedfringe.org.